We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
End of the show. That was weird.
Hey there, welcome to Gregor's End of the Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning, plus the stuff that I'm just casually consumed by. Hey, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk news and more, plus the full 90 Extra Time podcast, new episode out today. Excellent, talking Seattle Sounders stuff, mostly jokes, mostly bad jokes. That's more like it. Shout out to my buddy Sean, who sent me the trailer for The Art of Self-Defense. It's a new movie featuring Jesse Eisenberg. He played Zuckerberg in the social media movie, I think. Zombieland is what I know him from, but I never watched the social media movie. Anyway, oh wait, didn't he play like Lex Luthor in something too? Oh, yes. Anyway, he's got a new film about being an adult who starts doing martial arts, and I don't know what message my buddy Sean is trying to send me. It hits a little too close to home, Sean. If you haven't seen the trailer yet, it's dark, and it's awesome, and it's all about karate. But, like, adult karate. It's amazing. My life is consumed right now by, obviously, Space Baby and family and everything, right? That's the normal stuff. They're number one. But also by sumo wrestling. You know anything about sumo wrestling? I mean, obviously, you do. Sumo wrestling, effectively, pardon me, but it's fat guys running into each other, right? The only rule for sumo wrestling is that if any part of your body other than the soles of your feet touches the ground, or if you leave the ring, you lose. Pretty straightforward, I feel like, right? Anyway, they do a tournament. It's 15 days long. You wrestle once a day, and there's all these ranks and everything, and I'm obsessed. I have one friend who's like really into it too, so we've become closer on Facebook since this happened. I wish he lived here so we could watch together, but he lives somewhere else. Wah, wah, wah. Anyway, Hakuho, whew, legend. That guy's looking great. He's a Yokozuna, the top level. He was out with injury. He's back, and he's murdering. And then this other guy, Tochinoshin, whew, not so good. 0-3 so far after 3 days. Don't worry, I'll be annoying you with this for the next 15 days. Now, how safe is Seattle to be here is a question that I hear a lot from my family that want to come visit, and it does not help. And I know there's circumstances and they're bad, but it does not help when there's a dude running around just randomly stabbing people.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Oh God, some dude in his 20s went on an apparently random stabbing spree in downtown Seattle yesterday. Two dudes in their 70s got stabbed, one in the neck, the other in the back. Another man took a slash to the arm, chased the perp before ultimately collapsing. The stabber took off running, stripped down naked, and then got busted by cops. Holy crap. Here's to a full recovery for everybody. Light rail is expanding south. Next stop, Federal Way. The feds just kicked in an extra $100 million, which is sweet. But don't get too excited. Your car tabs aren't getting any cheaper. And it turns out not everything you donate to Seattle Goodwill makes it onto the shelves, like that motor oil-covered blanket. Yeah, you're just being a jerk and making someone else throw it out for you. The extra cost of dumping, all the stuff that can't be resold or used, more than $1 million a year. Holy cow.
You just got news.
Hey, here's a question for you. How do you think we go about getting a bunch of trees planted, or like a reserve for bees, or like, how do we go about as a group making that happen? It's something I'm like really interested in and I would love to see get done. Now, specifically talking about like if we could plant 1 million trees, if we could set up some sort of initiative to like get a bunch of people together to plant 1 million trees over the course of a year. Or I saw in England, they have like a 7-mile stretch of protected land that they're dedicating towards bee rehab. I'm all about the bees. The Xerxes Project is something that they do out of Washington and Oregon and maybe Montana or something like that, where they're committed to saving bees. I want to know how we could do that together, make a bee or tree reserve of some sort. Or maybe both. Maybe bees love trees. I never considered that. And things that matter way less than saving the planet. Well, I've actually got some saving the planet news coming up too. But there's big Nintendo news that has me stoked for autumn. And with garbage weather like we're having today, rainy and terrible, I guess there's really no harm in thinking about the fall.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Props to Nintendo for their cost-effective update to the Switch. Introducing the mobile-only Nintendo Switch Lite. This one plays all the games and everything, but without being able to dock to your TV, and has handles that are built in instead of detachable paddles. But for $199, new CEO Doug Bowser is off to a pretty good start. Switch Lite hits the shelves of the internet in September, the same exact day as the new Zelda. Augmented reality is about to become a part of everything we do. AR is like a Pokemon Go or Harry Potter, where you see something digital overlaid onto the real world. It's going to be awesome when car makers finally figure out how to do it right and you can seal your info up on the glass without having to look down. That'll be cool. But I didn't expect it to be part of swimming goggles. It can project lap times and stroke rates into the eyepiece so the swimmer knows how they're doing. Ooh, maybe build in like a shark attack monitor? And finally, researchers have found a way to use the heat from a solar panel that's busy snatching up the sun's rays to make clean drinking water. That's going to be super useful when we go to the moon or Mars and have to drink our own pee.
Yeah! Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Speaking of the bad weather, five planets aligned for the first time in 10 years last night. Can't see them. Stupid clouds and rain. Not that I have the optics to be able to do that, but I would have liked to have looked up in the sky and seen all the different what appear to be stars, the planets with the sun reflecting off of them looking back at me. That would have been awesome. Oh well, end of the show. I didn't need the grunt at the end, sorry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.